Thanks everybody for tuning in. If you can subscribe, rate and review the podcast on iTunes, be greatly appreciated. Every little helps and all that. Welcome one and all to the Bimbo podcast with me, Anthony.
Jared's here as well.
Hi Jared, how's you?
Not too bad.
Still sick.
Can't believe we're getting two episodes done before in less than 4 weeks. It's amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
Right. How have you been?
Sick.
Did you enjoy doing last week's episode?
I did, it's very good. Nice to be back.
It is. So this week we said we were going to talk about The Simpsons and predictions that they made. So it'll be everything from phones with video to smartwatches, rig voting machines, and
the Rolling Stones.
Everything's in it. It's amazing what's predicted.
Loads. Loads and loads and loads. And there's a few things. Looking it up, there's a few things you're a wee bit, it's a wee bit stretched. But, excuse me, based on what they've done, it's not that much of a stretch. I think Matt Groening is clearly the head of the Illuminati.
That would make sense.
Do you think Futurama is a prediction of the future? Because he created that as well.
I could see there being robots. Don't know if they'll be like Bender, but they could be. They could be robots.
Zoidberg. Lethal.
I definitely believe in aliens. Whether they'll come to Earth in our lifetime, who knows?
Probably not. I think they'll wait till we use all the fossil fuels.
What year is Futurama set in? A couple of hundred years, because what do you call the
New York?
Aye, but what do you call the main character in it?
Fry.
So he was a human frozen in the noughties, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then he was, what do you call it, cryogenically frozen or something. And then he was brought back to life in
the 31st century.
31st century. So you're talking 1100 years.
Just a wee way.
Just a wee way away, but sure. Matt Groening will still be, he'll probably still be alive.
Well, he'll be ahead in the jar, won't he? His predictions are made. I don't think I'd ever want to do that. I think when I'm dead, that's it. I don't want to be preserved. I don't want to live any longer. When my number's up, my number's up.
I don't even want a fancy coffin. Just throw me in a cardboard box. Burn me. Let me go.
I mean, the exact same. After
I don't mean to be morbid. I obviously start this off in a morbid note, but people need to know how you feel about things,
and
I personally think it's a waste of money for a coffin. I don't think families should have that financial pressure. It's obviously not their choice, but they think it's, what is it, a fitting tribute or something to your life. Just literally, if I'm going to be cremated, even if I'm being buried, just put me in the cheapest box you can find.
See, my thing with it is, see, after your grandkids, who's going to go to the site? If you get cremated, put a picture of me on top of the fireplace when I'm standing in retention like I like to be. And then,
I mean, if I do have a choice, I'm not going to haunt my grave, I'm going to haunt you. Ooh.
Good, just make sure I have my equipment and camera. but me and you get cremated together, will
here.
Even if only one was just dead, the other one just jump in to get a 2-for-1, saving the cost.
Why not? He's heard it here first. He's already said yes. So The Simpsons on air since 1989. Almost as old as myself and almost as old as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's obviously been around for our entire life, which is crazy to think it's still going now in 2018.
Although I've been off it. I haven't watched it.
It's too politically correct.
Is it?
Yeah, it's far too PC.
Yeah. I haven't watched it.
That's what I love about South Park, man.
About 8 years I haven't watched it properly.
Haven't you watched the odd episode and drop in? I mean, I don't watch it religiously, but...
No, I mean, I haven't. Even Aidan said about it the other week. He wanted to watch it, and I was like, because I don't have Sky, just streaming. I was like, nah, champ, I watched it. Don't know how to get into it. Although one of the greatest Christmas presents I ever got was from Anya. I love opening the wrappers on stuff, like CDs, DVDs, even like the boxes and works, opening the seal and stuff. I love doing that, right? And one year she got me I think it had to be 15 seasons of The Simpsons, and I just set, opened the wrapping, and then had the plane wrapper, the open that was around the DVD. I had like a pig and shit, just opening stuff, didn't care the content.
I'm sure there'd be episodes you watch, you go, do you remember watching that one? It'll just bring you back to the time, and you know, Simpsons are that classic now, you know.
Timeless.
Yeah, and it's just a show that's gonna, even if it, when it stops airing new episodes, it'll definitely live for
a good long while after.
Time. You know, Fresh Prince is still on TV, so.
Is it?
Aye. Is Fresh Prince on Comedy, maybe on Comedy Central or something like that. But, God.
Not on Trouble in the World.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, everything's coming back around, so a lot of trouble. I was Hang Time on that one. It was, but things come back, I know we're going to talk about The Simpsons here, but have you been into the GD Sports recently?
No.
Go in, are you working tomorrow here?
Yes.
Go in to the mall, 10 minutes, walk in, you'll just see LSA, the Cox Sportif, yeah. All these.
Champion? I've seen a load of celebrities wearing Champion. See, if you wore Champion back in the day, you were fucking Trump.
Two strippers, never any fucking.
The Cox Sportif coming back?
All the old brands.
What about the nostalgic one, Bar Max? What about Bar Max, they're coming back? No.
We can put in a request, we can certainly find that out.
Do you remember Bar Max? They had class hoodies.
But I would've been, man, like, see, I'm just gonna go on the fucking JD Sports website here and type in like LSA and you'll see the shit that's coming back. Like it's not updated. It's literally what the people same wore.
Shit. Do you remember Kim Kardashian was wearing the Adidas trousers with the button ups?
Rihanna?
No, they all look the same. They have celebrities with their fake tits and fat lips.
Like, it's all coming back. It's got all the LSA logos on.
Do you say LSA or I say Lacey?
I don't know.
When did the bikinis are?
Almost did that. They almost clicked the button. But all the old brands are coming back. And like,
just recycling shit.
It's like old TV shows that they're trying to bring back. Some things are better off left alone. Like Back to the Future, you know, they're campaigning to get a remake of Back to the Future or a new.
I've seen that.
But the actual the owners to the rights of Back to the Future won't let them do it when they're alive. Thank God. It's one of my favourite films. Three of the same film was enough. It was the same film. Even though they're all great.
Do you know what I love the remake of? Not many people did, but I thought it was class. Ned Raider.
I never watched the remake of it.
Loved it.
I think it's hard to beat the original.
This one was class.
Who was...
I'm
guessing Kit was still the car.
Yeah.
So Hasselhoff was in it. He was Michael Knight, that's his name.
Yeah. I'll search it here for you.
You're in it as celebrities. Anne-Marie's the one supporting Alessia Heritage.
What?
Anne-Marie, the ex of the singer. She's like the campaign for Alessia.
Alessia.
I remember the advert.
Oh, they're actually trying to remake Knight Rider again as a movie. There's going to be John Cena and Kevin Hart. Jesus Christ. But Justin Buring, Dave Anden, Dina Russo, Paul Campbell. No, this is... IMDb wouldn't lie to me, would it?
Of course it would.
Definitely not.
Although the internet doesn't tell lies.
It does lie, because it says that we give it a 5.7 out of 10. How dare them very much? How dare them?
It's all about them Rotten Tomatoes, though.
Justin Buring, the Knight Rider.
That's probably why.
Good looking chap.
I don't even know who he is, so kind of, that's probably why I don't even... Did you used to watch the original one back in the day? On Saturday?
Vaguely remember it, yeah. My granny's watching it.
Talking Cars, is that a prediction?
Well,
I suppose you get talking cars now with your assistants in them.
Yeah.
So your maps and stuff. Alexa and all built in.
But remember I was saying to you last week, 5G is going to bring it all together.
It really is.
Oh, here, speaking of predictions, what about, I think it was the first or second podcast, I said that the burn down pre-mark on purpose so that they could rebuild it.
And
I'll wait on my congratulations there, Jared.
But the new part didn't burn down.
They didn't want the new part. They wanted the old part, the listed part, because they couldn't rearrange it. But now that it's completely ruined, they can redo stuff to it.
The building still stands, really. They have to just like reconstruct the building, though. Like, re fucking.
It's not going to be like it was before.
Is it not? So they're going to modernize it. Knock it down.
I don't know if they're going to knock it down. They're going to modernize it.
Hmm.
Wonder they're not the Illuminati.
Wonder where they get that Wi-Fi guy from. Kevin,
last week,
Kevin, the Wi-Fi guy. Get him to sort it out. And Kevin is not paying us, by the way. I don't know. I think Ant was just excited about the future of smart home and thinks Kevin's the guy to do it.
Guys on the ball. Right, jump into it.
So, The Simpsons, what would say, started in 1989.
Longest running TV, episodic TV show, isn't it? Even more than wrestling.
No, also, Raw, what, 1989, so many years in? 29,
yeah,
30. So, Raw was 94. 26th year, I don't know. So, yeah, Simpsons must be the longest. Raw is weekly.
Yeah,
Simpsons is series, that's probably why. But still, I mean, they've had the episodes and.
Well, technically, Coronation Street, that's going from like, what, 57 or something?
Do they have not heartbreaks now, too?
No. You sure? Not even during the Gulf War.
I don't know.
Do you take, Bear Banter?
I don't know. I was going to bring up all your treat for you.
Oh.
But I think your internet's...
Bartman?
Lagging.
Nah, it's clearly not lagging if you just got an email through there. You heard a pinging.
All the YouTube shit and stuff, So, until 1988, the six main voice actors in the show earned 30,000 an episode. From then until 2004, they earned 125,000 an episode. And today, they get £400,000 an episode. $400,000, sorry, an episode.
But those don't need multiple voices.
They get paid per episode. But
And they were talking about taking a poo out because he's racially insensitive. We were talking about doing away with a poo.
A poo now has to be a pedal on?
Yes, one with the octuplets.
Yes. Octuplets, of course he has octuplets. I can see where the racial fucking slur is there, you know.
Racially insensitive, Jared, not a slur.
Do you remember this wee bargain of a track?
I think I had this on vinyl. Hundreds of millions.
So 20.
Probably over a billion.
Interesting to know, but do you know that Do the Bartman went to the top of the UK single chart in 1990?
Class.
Do you know why though? Because it was produced by Michael Jackson.
So?
Jackson was like an icon back then. Still is. Even though he's dead, he's still an icon. So, predictions from. The Simpsons, do you want to kick us off with one?
Kick us off there.
Alright, so, I mean, we'll get to the more famous, more well-known, the big one, as we say, later on. So, the first one we'll talk about is the Tiger Attack. So, in 93, there was an episode called Springfield, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Legalized Gambling, where basically gambling was legalized in Springfield and the town essentially became Las Vegas. So two entertainers had a white tiger act, and one of them gets attacked by the tiger in their act. So I think it was a white Siberian tiger, so that's where the link comes from for this one. So it parallels what happened to Roy of Siegfried and Roy in 2003, where the tiger lunged at Roy's neck during a show and dragged him off stage. He was in critical condition after the attack, but he did survive.
Good.
So that's the first one that he says, I got a stroke and I fell down. I see these blue eyes staring at me. And they explained, I was like, what happened? He continued, he picked me up by the neck and got me to the side so I know he'd be safe. Because I didn't get to do with it.
See, he thinks the tiger actually saved him. He thinks the tiger had an intuition.
Right.
And then went to save him.
Right.
Rather than letting them fall or something happen to him. So he thinks it was an instinctual thing from the cat to take the...
Don't talk
get
shit
safety.
About the tiger, like.
People talking shit about tigers!
It's one of the best catches ever.
Cat Williams, hilarious. Crazy bastard.
Yeah, so he said they're like a mother with a cub, he took care of me. So he didn't actually talk shit about the tiger, he thought the tiger.
Yeah, he thought the tiger helped him. See as well, just check there, the Simpsons franchise is worth $12 billion.
$12 billion, that's probably more than the US economy is worth.
Probably. No? Trump's.
You can probably buy the country for that.
Trump's fucking saved everything. Next one. Next one's a bit of a strange one because part of it's kind of true, but the other part, the guy sort of went out of his way to do it. It's in the episode EIEIDO, they go to Homer's Grandma's Ranch, where the vegetables are like mutant and they grow a lot quicker and faster. And then that one aired in 1999 in the episode. About the tobacco plant, you know, the tomatoes taste like tobacco.
A half-breed plant.
Bart gets addicted to them. So in 2013, what's that? 14 years later, mutant vegetables in Japan near a nuclear power plant. Ironic. Some crops were there, the growth of them, and they were abnormally large, like the ones in that. But there is a wee fan, Rob Bauer, who was inspired by the episode and actually went his way and made it.
But
he done it in 2003.
Far off, maybe it's that.
No, 2014.
Maybe it's not a prediction, but it definitely inspired the
guy
to come up with the idea, so therefore...
It emulated it.
Yeah, so this is where you're saying some of them are maybe a stretch, is it?
Yeah, but wee bit of a stretch, but...
But really...
We get the that
it,
much
it came from a Simpsons episode, so
yeah.
Prediction.
Prediction or inspiration?
We'll just class them as the same thing for the sake of the episode, you know? Did we touch on this one now or come back to this one?
Come back to it.
Since it sort of fades into the big one that we were talking about.
A lemon tree is stolen. Who the fuck steals a lemon tree? And the episode's called Lemon of Troy. The town's lemon tree is stolen by the stinking citizens of Shelbyville. That was in 1995, and then 16 years later, a couple had their lemon tree stolen in the middle of the night in their front garden. Scumbags.
Posting flyers trying to get someone to return it.
That was a good episode. It's one where Bart gets caught.
He has to go in the shop. Him and Millhouse or something, they're doing it there, and he said he has to go and get it or something.
But he ends up getting caught. He's going to do spray painting, and then he acts stupid, they ask him like 2 plus 2, and he says something different, and then they're critiquing he's doing spray painting, they're talking about his technique and stuff with his hand control, and then Homer gets the big SUV Humvee in.
His four-fingered hand control.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why they do that?
I don't. Is it easier to draw or something, is it?
Cheaper.
And
quicker to draw.
Inkin, they gave God 5 fingers. He's the only person to ever have 5 fingers in it. Was when they had God in it, apparently. Only person to ever have 5 fingers in The Simpsons.
This next couple all comes from the one episode. These are my favourites. So they are these ones. In 2010. Or sorry, starts in 1995, Lisa's wedding, but it's set in 2010. So part of the story, Lisa's 23, she's going to get married to that... Is he Ginger or Brian? Harry Luke's Ginger? That Ginger bastard. And there's a couple of things in this. One, smartwatches. Right? Smartwatches didn't come about 2013. Am I right? 18 years later.
I probably ran that time. Sounds about right.
So they got that, right? I thought that was class. It's a bit like Star Trek. As well, Star Trek predicted Google Glass, or was it? Yeah, Star Trek. Well, one of them. Fuck it. Xena Princess.
Well, Star Trek actually has a wee link to The Simpsons as well, you know.
Leonard Nimoy?
No, the two alien characters, Kang and
Kronos?
Kodos or something, or whatever he's called. They're named after characters from Star Trek, apparently. Where Kang is a Klingon warrior and Kronos is a mass murderer. Just a random fact to throw in there, you know. Mix the episode up a bit, Anthony.
Robotic librarians. Same episode. Was in humanoid form. But the Joe and Rika Monasterio Library in Chicago is managed by a robotic system. Requests that books get pulled by an automated retrieval system. There you go, and keeps track of the books by the barcodes.
So even the pharmacy in Weeburn has a robot that...
Is it like our warehouse? Where it gets the big...
It gets picked by. So if you... I don't know if you go to pharmacies much, but if you ever need your next script, go to the pharmacy in Weeburn, beside the coffee house. Go in there and you can see the big robot come on looking for your tablet and get that out there. It's good, but then it does away with people's job. They take our jobs.
Video phones. Gay and Lisa's wedding. Basically an early invention of FaceTime. Star Trek was the first original one to do FaceTime.
Is that when you were getting that?
Yeah. But they also done the Google Lens. It's one of the
The AR stuff?
You know
stuff we've seen.
No, didn't know what Google Glass is.
Google Glass, whenever you can wear glasses and look at shit, and you can see people's Facebook profiles and all that madness.
Yeah. So all that was in Star Trek as well, but it was one of the new generation ones. It wasn't the
original one.
Yeah.
All right.
So video phones.
That's one of the best things that have come about. I mean, that's one of the reasons I can't part with my iPhone is FaceTime. I use it for
video call and WhatsApp.
It's not the same quality.
It's probably better.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, I will FaceTime somebody.
How can it be better quality if the quality of the camera is shite on iPhones?
But it's not, though.
But it is.
No, it's actually
Don't we get caught back in?
It's called an Don't we get caught it's back in? It's called an eyesight camera.
An eyesight.
Yeah.
Not a bollocks, more like. So they do that video calls. But their one apparently was really like the original first one, where it had like a keyboard. The Simpsons have the dial pad where you put your finger on, swing it round, wait for it to go back, swing it round again. But not obviously we do FaceTime through our phones.
Or apparently you use WhatsApp because you can only FaceTime on iPhones.
Like a video call to see if things just a fancy name. It's like an iMessage, it's just like a text message, like a WhatsApp message.
What can you say in the fucking picture in a text message? No, you can't. Yes, you can't. A multimedia message, not a text message.
It's all the same, George.
Alright.
It's all the same.
Fucking, it's free as well. Three iMessage. No ad?
Yeah.
Nah. Is that free in a text message?
So?
Or a multimedia message? Whatever they call it. I'm just saying
you're wrong. Do the next one.
Well, the next one's a wee tribute to Iceland. Horse meat.
The country?
No. The shop and parcel center.
Oh,
yeah. Iceland. Iceland Grocery, is that what it's called? I don't know. Is it just called Iceland,
Yeah, Iceland.
So, horse meat is used as a secret ingredient in kids' lunches. So, in the episode called Sweet Seymour Skinner's Badass Song, you catch a cook actually including horse meat as a secret ingredient.
Lady Doris.
So, what should have remained a dark joke in the 94 episode actually became reality. Where four beef products from a company called Birdseye tested positive for horse DNA in 2013, and the company sold meat. The companies like Taco Bell in America, which is a huge franchise like McDonald's and stuff, and then obviously over here it was more locally in Iceland products.
Was there loads of products with Tesco and stuff? It wasn't just Asda had it, they all did.
I'm just saying,
I like Iceland, I like their 1 pound pizzas.
See, to be fair,
what are we going to say there?
I was going to say, in France and stuff, they eat horse as standard.
It's just like a cow?
Yeah, so.
Meat's meat, red meat's red meat.
When it's cooked, if it all tastes the same, you'll be alright. Go ahead, what are you saying about the next one?
This has to be bullshit, absolutely. Don't even know if I want to read this out. Professor Fink, wearing some pretty stylish earmuffs in 1998, in the episode The Wizard of Evergreen Terrace, fuzzy hamburger earmuffs, apparently a pair used to be on Amazon, so some out there say it's not going to have Fink style, gives you a link.
So somebody's saying
currently unavailable.
Again, it's probably a
imitation or inspiration.
Inspiration thing where somebody's like, I can cash in on this and I'll do it, you know.
The product's no longer available on Amazon.
Thank God for that. Because looking at Professor Fink's ones, I fucking need it. No, they have earmuffs, what are you telling me? I'll just fucking stick a wee burger sticker on it.
Hey, we never got the earmuffs in this year for work, did we? Will that be next week?
Hopefully
they don't.
I don't even want them. Shit, never sell.
The Beatles responds to fan mail years later. This one with Ringo Starr's in it. So in 1981, The Bruce with Greatness, the episode's called, Marge paints a picture of Ringo and sends it to him and then he loves it. So, see, years later that he responds because he's determined to write back to every single fan that's ever wrote to him. But in real life, it's actually happened to Sir Paul McCartney. Two women recorded a message on a reel-to-reel tape in 1963. Jesus bless, it's hard as he able to watch it. And in 2013, 50 years later, they finally got a response. And he wrote to them, Hi Linda and Barbara, thanks very much for your lovely tape. It finally got through, better late than never, he wrote. Great to hear that you found each other after all these years. Keep enjoying the music, love, Paul. That's nice.
I mean, it's a strange prediction, but you know, they might have got the
parsons,
but maybe it inspired him. Maybe he watched the episode when fuck Ringo, I'll do it, said Sir Paul McCartney.
Right. My Ringo was too busy doing Thomas and Tank voiceovers.
He's like, the Simpsons won't predict me doing it.
Very
true. I mean, fair play to him for responding. I think it's all. I mean, we didn't talk about it in the last episode, but we actually met Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Did you forget about that, did you?
No.
No?
She has one passed away.
Well, I know. She had formerly. Had a rough time. But where I was going with that was, you know, sometimes it's just nice to be nice to fans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, Edge was really nice.
I've had times where I've met wrestlers or famous people and that been a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
At least he was a nice guy about it.
He was really nice. Took the time and actually called you back to finish.
Yeah, I might actually call him about this podcast, and he was excited to talk about his podcast and his move to the Westwood One Network. But
he was nice to me as well. He actually really thought about it. Whenever I asked him, he actually said, do
you... That's the you appreciate that more, though, don't you? Yeah. The fact that he's actually taking the time to think about what you're saying, or in this case, what somebody sent in a video in 1963, or...
God love wee Gary, who was with us. He went up and he got starstruck.
To be fair, he was the one out of the three of us, the one probably to meet him the most.
Yeah.
I mean, me and you were excited to a degree, yeah. But it was just... Just one of those things, happy days, get to meet Edge. For Gary, it was, I get to meet one of my favourite all-time wrestlers who I have the same tattoo of, and per week Gary walks up and walks away.
But it wasn't as bad as the guy who went before us.
No.
He literally went up, froze for the photo, got his belt signed and then walked off.
But where I was going with that was just, it's nice for people to show appreciation for fans. And
stand out in the freezing cold for 40 minutes.
Yeah, and even when they turn up late, then... Sure, rock on. What's the next one then? So, I don't really get this one.
Yardwork Simulator. So, in the 1988 one, Bart Carney, where he goes to the carnival. We've seen many characters play carnival games. One of these is a simulator game for doing yardwork, which requires the players to wear basically a virtual reality headset. In real life, we have Farmville, which was released in 2009. The Facebook game doesn't require a headset, but it simulates the active care of a lamb for fun. 2009, kids went mad for that game. Absolutely bucked off for it. Like, we're racing home from school to play and stuff.
So it's like the 2009 version of
Minecraft.
Or Minecraft, depending on your age group.
Pretty much.
But here, I could see a game like that... Do you remember the original Grand Theft Auto?
Or yes. The bird's eye view. You could see the bullet.
It was a wee speckle. You were literally a dot. And you used to see the orange wee man coming. And, mm-hmm. But that game's developed into something now, which is, you know, it's a lot more detailed than that. And
yep.
maybe Farmville, you'll end up seeing it through a virtual reality headset. Who knows?
Well, if it's on PlayStation, all the PlayStation VR, it's really good. Ran in our shop 1 month.
Apparently it's only £180
Argos.
Thanks,
Debbie.
I didn't know you could pick them up for just £180, you know.
Alright.
So, the next prediction was apparently a baby translator. So, in an episode titled, Brother, Can You Spare Two Dimes? We see Herb. I think Herb's Homer's brother, isn't it?
Yeah, Unky Herb.
Come on.
Is he a twin brother?
Is he a twin brother? They were separated at birth, but
no.
I think he's been in the episode in a while. I haven't watched it enough to know.
Come back again later, didn't
he? Did he try and marry Marge or something?
He'd have.
Anyway, we see Herb come up with the idea of making a baby translator after seeing a mother struggling with her baby. He then goes on to create one in the 92 episode. And then apparently in 2013, an app called Cry Translator was released. And the app tells you what your baby wants based on their cry. Did you ever use it, Adam?
Never.
When was Aiden born?
2012.
Could have been a handy wee too.
I don't mind, child.
Fair enough. Any good parent does, but any parent needing a wee bit of assistance, there's always an app for that.
Mm-hmm. An app for everything. Yeah, next one's one of my favourite ones. It's a wee tiny bit off. It's off by 2 years. But again, back to when Lisa got married.
That episode was full of ideas. Yeah.
Full of them. Whenever she's laying in bed, find out his name for me, will you? Is it Chad? No.
This guy?
Yeah. The English guy she's going to marry. Lisa's laying in the bed, and she's talking to him. But in the background, there's a poster saying the Rolling Stones, that they're still touring, steel wheelchair tour. She actually toured in 2012, so it was very, very close. I'd love to know where they get all these from. Like, if this is real, how, like, do they know something that we don't know, or is it just pot luck?
It's like what we said before, people have to get the idea from somewhere. I think it was said in last week's episode that, you know, when we're talking, remember we were talking about the MI5 bug in the house?
Yeah.
And we said something you'd see on an American TV show. It really is, though. But the idea has to come from
somewhere.
So realistically, somebody has an idea or seen something and they're putting it in, they're changing it to a form of entertainment, you know?
Yeah. That episode also won an Emmy Award in 1995 for Outstanding Animated Program, aka the fucking Illuminati around the world. They knew that it was good to do and give them all the information.
Scumbags.
First generation iPod.
Is it the next one?
Yeah. Now you need to see this one.
Here's a wee clip from Lisa's mom.
Oh, that's cute. Cards are vague and mysterious. They seem to be revealing the story of your first love. Do you want me to continue?
Guess so.
It's coming to me. Yes. I see an Eastern University in the year 2010. The world has become a very different place.
Don't want to continue on?
No.
You're getting sucked in by the episode there?
So, the one where there's a burlesque house in Springfield, whenever the, find the name of the episode so people can watch it, Bart After Dark, the gates to the burlesque house have like this wee device on it, and it basically is the first iPod.
So, it actually had the first iPod, and looking at that, it's actually a pretty
close representation of it. So that was 1986, the iPod came out in 2001.
But But at the same time, I think that's supposed to be an intercom.
Yeah.
And you can understand that it's Olean probably needs to say the word like press button or something. If it hadn't said press button, you wouldn't have thought it's an iPod.
But it doesn't have a camera because it's Apple and they're shade cameras.
Why would there be a camera?
Next one.
First iPod.
Stealing cooking grease to sell the profit. 1988, The Lord of the Dance episode. Homer and Bart decide they recycle grease for money. First, they cook bacon to gather grease, but they begin to steal it from Krusty Burger. I actually remember this.
So that is just the one they're pumping around the screen all?
Yeah. Is it one where Willie comes in? Lots, Lady Doris, have you any grease? Yes. Yes, we do. They grease me up, woman! So 2013, the crime of stealing grease from New York restaurants increased, according to the New York Post. Thieves were reportedly organized and businesses started to hire private investigators to find the culprits.
Lunch, Lady Doris. Have you got any grease?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Then grease me up, woman!
Okie dokie.
Classic.
Oh, you pause it?
It's the same part, I'm so sorry to replay. Sorry to cut you off there, but I thought you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, 2013. People were doing that, and I remember at the time saying that they are Mark. So what was that later? 15 years later, people were doing it. Madness, you do the next one.
Alright, no worries. So the next one.
This other sketchy
bit, one, bit of a stretch, yeah. So in an episode called Hi, I Spent My Summer Vacation, Homer goes to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that is hosted by the Rolling Stones. And at the end of the episode, basically, Homer is given a jacket, and on the back of the jacket, it says Guitar Hero. And in 2002, the episode was in 2002, and it seems to be referring to the popular video game, apparently, which was released in 2005. So, I mean, it's a bit of a stretch, but maybe that's where they got the name from.
Who was Guitar Hero based on, Aerosmith? It was.
Was it?
Yeah. Do you know they made more money from that game than they'd sell records?
Aerosmith? Yeah. Is it definitely them? We call that fucking tune that's banged out everywhere. It's the last song of the night.
I don't know, what's the thing? No. Wouldn't do that one. But it was Aerosmith. Definitely was. Keith Richards?
Right.
Or is it the Rolling Stones?
Do you want me to look up the origins of Guitar Hero?
We'll come back to it at the end, but I'm not sure. Three-Eyed Fish? So in the 1980s, the episode Two Cars in Every Garage and Three Eyes in Every Face, we see Bart and the Three-Eyed Fish comes out of the river beside the power plant. This actually happened in Argentina, where a fisherman reeled in a mutant three-eyed fish. What was it beside?
Power plant?
A power plant.
Nuclear power plant, yeah. I actually remember the episode because I didn't actually have my screen in front of me there, as you've seen, so I didn't remember it.
Mr. Burns is trying to run for the mayor to be...
Then there's a wee bit of a scandal. He's trying to be Mayor of Springfield, is it?
Mayor of Springfield, yeah. And he goes to the Simpsons house, and they go to give him the fish that comes out of the lake, and he spits it out.
He was going to get normal fish, then Marge and Lisa...
Sabotaged it.
Threw away three-eyed fish and see if he would eat it.
Imagine how much of a better place the world would be if Montgomery Burns
ruled the world.
Ruled the world.
Sick of dogs on him.
With his $1 trillion bills. Release the hounds. And the next one. Greece's tanked economy. Did Simpsons predict this? In 2013, the episode politically inept with Homer Simpson. There is a small scene where Homer's on a new show and the scene they take a read. Europe puts Greece on eBay. Of course, that didn't actually happen. But later on, Greece did have fraud relationships with Europe. This conflict really started making headlines in 2015 and continues to this day. There you go.
It's crazy. I wonder what our economy tank after Brexit. It's the unknown, isn't it? Has anybody predicted that shit?
We'll have to check up. What do you call him? That's fucking Quasimodo.
Nostradamus?
Nostradamus. No, I think they're not, you know.
What do you think of them Nostradamus predictions? People just take a stab in the dark and hope for the best.
He had a couple of good ones though. Like the two brothers falling side by side, Bert Christ into Twin Towers.
But are you sure this isn't just people like evolving a story or?
I don't know, that's what it was. Because that's why he said a big bird in the sky against two brothers. Because
if he
wouldn't have knew what a building was or a plane was.
And if you got that in writing from him directly.
He private messaged me on MySpace.
And did you know
this? My people was down at the
time. Did you know this before 9/11? Because you're not a fucking stupid.
Well, MySpace wasn't about 2001, was it?
Conspiracy theories.
Do you know that next one?
Is this the autocorrect one?
Yeah.
So, characters on The Simpsons were annoyed by the...
Bullies?
By what?
The wee bullies. Yeah, it's the three bullies. Do you remember this episode?
No, man. That's what's throwing me, probably. So, characters on The Simpsons were annoyed by autocorrect long before anyone else. And Lisa on Ice. So, that's the episode title. Dolph uses an Apple Newton, a personal digital assistant, to write down... Beat up Martin, only for it to be changed to Eat Up Martha. The joke in the 94 episode actually somewhat inspired the real autocorrect that was later available on Apple devices. Was Apple the first people to have autocorrect?
Yeah. There is an actual device, see, that he has, yeah. Right? So see the Apple Newton?
Yeah.
That was an actual device, if you go and Google it, and then actually see on The Simpsons they have the wee Apple, and then they've got the worm coming out of it. Obviously, because Apple.
It's nice to see you know so much about Apple products, eh? For a change.
And I do know a lot about them, that's why I know they're crap.
Fuck off.
Knowledge is power. But that was an actual device, that was one of the first devices to have like a stylus low on screen rating.
Right.
So it was, but it was notoriously bad for reading handwriting, the software on it. So that's where it comes from.
Right.
Skip the next one.
Because it's the big one, we'll have to come back to that. That's two parts we'll have to come back to. So the Higgs boson particle?
Yeah.
In an episode titled The Wizard of Evergreen Terrace, I think this is the second or third time this episode's come up as well. Homer tries to become an inventor, and the 98 episode showed Homer writing the formula on a blackboard. It turns out the formula he was writing is very similar to the mass of a particle that hadn't been discovered until 14 years later.
Bollocks!
Some fucking Big Bang theories that.
You see, it's shit like that that I like because you're never going to get that completely right. That is not a stretch. I can believe that.
Yeah. No, I mean it's mad to think that. Whether did somebody see it? And then go, like how did they find the link? If it only happened so many years later, do you know what I mean?
So
if this was on an episode and then.
14 years later, it was discovered.
And 14 years later it was discovered, how did somebody go, I think I seen that in The Simpsons 14 years ago.
But you have to remember, a lot of them people will have memories that they'll pick up on all my stupid stuff. Like, see our Mark. See when it comes to, like, The Simpsons or Arsenal history, our Mark will tell you a lot of stuff that, like, he can tell you certain matches. If you say Arsenal played fucking RAS Salzburg in 1982, he'd be able to tell you
the result who got fucking corners.
Who got scored and stuff, many corners there was, what the odds were, over 5 corners. So the equation predicts the mass of the Higgs and boson, and this said Simon blah blah blah. If you work it out, you get the mass of the Higgs and boson. That's only a bit larger than the nano mass of a Higgs boson actually is. Homer's a genius. Homer is an actual genius.
No, he genuinely is though. I mean, he's essentially like the American dad, isn't he?
Never was American dad?
No, like he's not.
Oh,
not like the character, yeah. Like the police, but he's certainly what I envision the typical American dad to be.
Yes,
just, you know.
Well, he's not a redneck.
Pretty much. So the next one then that we're going to talk about is the FIFA scandal and Germany's win. So in the episode You Don't Have to Live Like a Referee, Homer's asked the referee by the World Football Federation. He ends up getting arrested and Germany wins the tournament in the 2014 episode. So in 2015, two FIFA presidents were accused of corruption and banned from football related activities for 8 years. There were also 14 FIFA officials who were indicted for corruption. In addition to that, Germany won the World Cup.
That's when they were Sepp Blatter and stuff and all them boys.
Right.
And Liverpool and all, remember
that? I do now that you're mentioning that. But,
The Germans are coming. The Germans are coming. Don't mess with that.
Yeah, what Who did Germany play in the final? Do you know that time?
Holland.
Holland. The Simpsons have Brazil. I think these are clearly Brazil shirts, so they must have got it wrong. What are you making of them so far? So
bit of a stretch, but some of them are good.
Some of them can take a bit of fan theory to a new level, can't they? So I think you're trying to leave this one for me because I can't pronounce the name. You're Canadian. Ben R. Holstrom getting the Nobel Peace Prize. So apparently in 2010, an episode of Elementary School Musical, Krusty won a Nobel Peace Prize. In this episode, the characters made a betting pool over who would win the award. And the fuck does that name? It's B-E-N-T-T. I don't want to say Ben for now. Ben Holstrom.
Bengt Holstrom.
Was predicted by Milhouse, who actually did win the prize for economics in 2016 with Oliver Hart.
So they guessed the exact category that he was going to win it and stuff as well.
Yeah, so
that's freaky shit.
That's fucking some Illuminati shit right there.
Uh-huh.
That's somebody who has a future path predetermined.
Yeah.
Right. It's almost like WWE. Vince McMahon is in the Illuminati.
Probably is.
If anybody is, Vince is, like.
Can't flip it all day long, though. The Simpsons movie, so this is basically saying what a lot of people were saying, and then Edward Snowden blew the lid on it. In the Simpsons movie, Lisa and Marge are in the NSA, the National Security Agency, building where they see thousands of workers listening to private conversations of citizens. They end up running away, setting off an alarm in the building, essentially blowing the NSA's cover. Of course, this didn't exactly play the same way as the 2007 movie, but Edward Snowden did blow the whistle on what the NSA was doing 6 years later. So,
I'm sure it goes back.
I think we all sort of knew that, and that's what we were saying earlier, you know, algorithms and smartphones.
In the last episode, we were talking about the Alexas and all, and the way the world's going. It's just, I don't know the need to listen, but everybody wants to, so.
Michelangelo's David.
Michelangelo's David, do you remember this episode?
I remember the gummy Jamilo. That one. Oh, where's the fucking
stuff? Here, that would fit in today's society, wouldn't it? That's when it's the gummy bear sucked the babysitter's bum.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Thankfully, there was a peeping Tom to record it.
Do you remember the video? It was real fucking. Like a real perverted video of him. You know, look at him watching me. Do you remember that, though?
What?
In that episode, the.
The wee peeping Tom?
Aye.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So this one's about the censorship of Michelangelo's David. Oops. Itchy and Scratchy and Marge.
So is David his name for his...
David's name is the statue. Michelangelo's David.
Right, okay.
So Michelangelo's David.
Michelangelo's David.
Yeah. So he bought the Springfield. Some of the citizens protested the statue and wanted it covered up because they didn't want to see his giblets. This actually happened in 2016 when a copy of the statue was brought to St. Petersburg in Russia, and campaigners wanted to pay clothes to the statue. Vladimir Putin, what do you think?
It must be too close to reality for Vladimir for him to fucking want to cover it up.
Never know.
But I was in Paris and went, I think, is it called the Louvre? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So I went to the Louvre in Paris and went in to see the Mona Lisa, but on the way there you pass many statues that are probably around this same period. It could be the same fucking statue for all I know.
Speaking of Louvre, what about the Louvre and House's End that we were in last week?
Oh, yeah.
Forgot to talk about that.
I didn't actually venture to the Louvre to see it, but I know that very many of my male and female colleagues did.
Basically, you have a wee dryer and a wee tickler all built in, so it'll blow dry your hole or your fanny dry. Or if you're cold, you just want warmed up. You can do different pressures, different positions.
Maria had preheated her seat before she sat on that. Brilliant.
Class. So scroll back a wee bit because
we're going to get the big two. So
go to number three.
Yeah, so this is leading to the big one. So in. I'll let you do the big reveal, but on this one, In the opening scene of one of the Treehouse of Horror specials, I think it was number 19, you see Homer trying to vote for Barack Obama in the 2008 presidential election, but the machine chooses John McCain every time he tries to depress Barack. So when he tries to report the issue, the machine sucks him in and actually kills him.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2012, there were actually faulty machines that changed votes to Mitt Romney instead of Obama in Pennsylvania.
Madness.
Which is corruption of its finest.
It is indeed.
So for the Simpsons to predict this.
Do you know what's not in this one? The Super Bowl final? How many predict? It's not the year, but they predict the.
We'll throw it in as a bonus after the big one. How about that?
I don't believe that's not in it. But they also predicted Donald Trump would become the president in Part of the Future. This was 2000 and.
What a great episode.
Oh, sorry, it was just in 2000. However, the story takes place in 2030.
Even early.
So, in this episode, Lisa actually becomes president, but she does have the land. As you know, we inherited quite a budget crunch from President Trump.
Well, they got that bit wrong.
Yeah.
He seems to be fucking making the economy better and making it worse. But go ahead there, continue.
So, what exactly does accurate prediction? No, the rest was just shade. Do you know what the freaks made the most about this one? The picture.
Oh, the way it was actually drawn and
executed.
Shown. Yeah. So, yeah. I think we'll get you to put this on the Instagram page for us. Maybe with this episode link included. So, the actual drawing of the inauguration of Trump and whatever else it was of Trump are actually identical to what happened in real life.
So it's him coming down the escalator like a big shopping centre. There's crowds of people behind him.
I think even down to the campaign logo was
and they
say and say paid vote.
Paid vote. So is it to say he bought the election?
It says definitely not true. Donald would not do such things. He took a stone cold stunner from Steve Austin. He knows better.
He did. But there you go. All the times the Simpsons are predicted the future. Some of them are a bit of a stretch, but some of them are very close to the truth. That's not that much of a stretch.
And I'm sure there's other TV shows have done something similar.
Yeah.
But probably not as much as The Simpsons.
On a constant basis. Oh, and as well, the Lady Gaga one.
Right, go ahead. Two bonus ones here from Anthony. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl and
Lady Gaga. So, they actually predicted the Ebola virus outbreak, right?
What?
In 1990, one of the episodes, Bart is lying in bed and Marge shows him the book, and it says Curious George and the Ebola virus breakout.
Right.
And 17 years later, it actually happened.
That's mad,
isn't it? That's not a freaky one.
That's like...
That's Illuminati shit, isn't it?
That's stuff that you can't guess, actually. Like, no.
Unless it's planned.
It's 2 mil in the head, that.
Yeah. And the Super Bowl one, there was... In 2012, they predicted Lady Gaga would do the Super Bowl halftime show. Right. And she would fly down on strings.
Oh, they predicted how the actual show was going to go?
Yeah, and she did. Maybe, again, is it imitation and inspiration? But the way she plays the piano stuff...
I mean, I doubt Lady Gaga or her people go, I seen this in The Simpsons, let's do it that way.
It made you mad. But they predicted her
flying down. She would have knew she was in The Simpsons, I suppose.
She did, because she done her voice in it. Mm. So she did. She flies down from the roof of the stadium. Outfits are very similar.
Right.
And she sits and plays the piano and stuff. And the somebody I was watching a video of the dance routine's quite similar, but that's all that sort of just regenerates. But them two. Maybe sneaky bonus ones I forgot about.
I'll give you bonus ones, but they're not from The Simpsons, they're from Back to the Future. Like I said, it's one of my favourite films. So, in Back to the Future, you know, they talk that they predicted personal drones. So, obviously, the military and stuff always had drones, but actually, personal. I think my wife maybe got me one for Christmas as well.
You're getting out of the belt out holder, could you?
I would collect more belts, I really would, but. Number one, they're expensive, and number two, where the fuck do you put them?
Yeah.
I mean, till it's in my own house, and on the wall, and
you've
my
got a
cave. That's it.
So the apparently they predicted tablets and mobile payment technology. Viewers catch a glimpse of flat wireless electronic device in the film during the scene which elderly Terry asks Marty to electronically donate $100, equal to only a couple of inflation $1985. Do you remember? So this is obviously in
third one? Second?
No, this would be the second one. So when they go to the future, when they go like
2016,
October,
isn't it?
So when he arrives, there's a guy like I actually remember he's holding a tablet. They ask him to donate some money, and all he has to do is touch it or tap it or something. Biometric devices, we obviously use these in work, and I use it on my phone. Does Sony have that yet?
Yeah, Sony have had it for years.
Well, that's terrible. So fingerprint recognition was one. Hands-free gaming consoles was another one.
Like a Kinect and stuff?
Yeah, like a Kinect. So those things made me love the way back in the day. Smart clothing and wearable technology. So obviously, the most famous being the power laces.
Yeah.
I think Naker are actually trying to... They have developed this already, the technology and stuff, but they're trying to...
Make it for mass market. But I think they've done that in homage to...
In 2016, but I think there was a demand for it, so... apparently they predict video phones. So in Marty's future self, he gets fired. Do you remember the film? He gets fired during the
conference call.
No, like his boss rings his video.
Yeah.
Phone and then fires him. Waste fueled cars.
Yeah. At the very end.
The DeLorean was hoverboards. I don't think these are to the point where we have them now. With the, I think the things with wheels on them are called hoverboards, aren't they?
Not far off.
Video glasses, there you go, is your
Google
glass. Well, maybe they take a wee bit of inspiration from Star Trek then. Or The Simpsons. And Pepsi Perfect, this is going to be this Pepsi, the Crystal Pepsi or something, is it? This one's a marketing stunt, do hardcore fans not mean that man. You're a Pepsi fan, aren't you?
Love Pepsi Max.
So on the 30th anniversary, Pepsi started selling a limited number of bottles called Pepsi Perfect. Didn't know that.
Would have tried to get a bottle if I'd known.
DeLoreans were made up the street from here.
Yeah. Like a mile away. Not even half a mile away.
It was a cocaine factory, really, though.
Was it? Is that what it was?
You just pack a doors out with cocaine or something.
Thank you.
Sip a car for the fuel drags. Don't know how accurate that is, but it was a cocaine factory. That's why I got shut down.
Makes sense. You know they came with a lifetime warranty, DeLoreans?
I think they rusted a ring because of what they were made of.
Probably.
Yeah, obviously, there's a company who bought the schematics, I think it's called schematics, isn't it? And bought the schematics to DeLorean, and they're now making new DeLorean. They're not DMC, but I think they're called the DMC Motor Company. But they're actually producing, you can actually buy a DeLorean now for like 15, 20 grand.
Very good.
So, Pepsi sold bottles for $50.
What about that?
It was a dare drink, wasn't it? Cosplayers, so got bottles for free at New York Comic Con. Comic Cons are getting bigger and bigger now, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's one on wheels this weekend for wrestling, then one on. When was Undertaker meant to be? March? April?
Don't know.
They're in Manchester that weekend. I'm still not giving up the ghost on that, but we'll see. General, if I get general admission, it'll be alright. Even if we get. Good price ticket, be alright. Yeah, so that's just 10 quick ones from the Back to the Future predictions that came true.
Sweet. Not a bad episode. Learned a lot. So the future is planned for us.
Yeah. So
you have no control over it, so you may as well just do what you're told. Make it easier for everybody.
And just think the next time you're watching TV or you're watching a movie and you see something that's not quite just there yet. Have you ever watched Iron Man?
No, I've never watched any of the Iron Mans. I want to, but...
If you watch the Iron Man films, or any of the Marvel films, and...
Wakanda's real?
Sorry?
Wakanda is real?
Wakanda is real. I haven't watched Black Panther, but it took me a second to...
People are going to be laughing their heads off. Go.
But then... So... Iron Man, whenever he's like designing stuff, he's able to just flick videos out of the air and schematics out of the air and
Minority Report were doing that as well.
So there you go, there's things that are probably going to happen in the future. Okay, what did you call the I want to say Google Glass or Google Lens again, but do you remember we were at a conference a couple of years ago and there was a guy and he put on the glasses and he could see shit that, do you remember that? No? You got that one?
Can't remember.
But the Google have something that's coming up but you need glasses for, but I think it'll come to the point where you just have a wee fucking microchip or something and you'll be able to see all sorts of shit.
Or contact lens.
But as I'm saying, just think the next time you're watching TV or the next time you're watching a movie and you see something that's
far-fetched,
how far-fetched is it or how far away is it from being reality? Yeah. A lot has changed in the world since the 90s.
You look 10 years when the first iPhone launched. Yeah. You look hard what far we've came in 10 years.
You think of before that iPhone, there was
the Nokia 95 for Wi-Fi. It was like, wow, what's the need for it?
But I remember the first phone with a camera. My first camera phone had a detachable camera. It wasn't built a camera, in. It built in. It was detachable, like you actually had a lead. And you had the fucking press a button and all that up, so pain in the arse, like, but back then you're like, oh my god, this is class.
Came so far so quick in 10 years.
And now our phones can probably take better pictures than fucking back then, 5 grand cameras.
Yeah. Like Huawei are pushing hard towards digital SLR quality in a phone.
What would they call it? The lens, the Leica lens?
Leica approved lens, it's not a Leica lens, Leica approved.
But I mean,
get it right.
The quality of that lens is ridiculous. You know, so I mean,
maybe get Huawei to even talk about the phone.
We should get Huawei.
He's back on.
He's brilliant. Cheers for lunch, isn't he, Huawei Dave?
Appreciate that.
That was nice.
I've had enough of your shit.
It's literally about to say the same fucking thing.
Get your own tag, man.
See you later.